Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great, because remember, we now have a new amazing book. And tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is about the cave of Hira. Now listen carefully. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Mecca with his wife Khadija. He was a good and honest man. People called him Al-Amin, which means the trustworthy one. He was trusted and always spoke the truth. He was also a very honest merchant. Boys and girls, a merchant is someone who buys and sells goods. So, like other merchants of Mecca, he travelled far and wide. He went even as far as Syria with the caravans. On his travels, he crossed scorching hot deserts. He climbed big and rough empty hills. He saw beautiful green fields and orchards. He looked at the clear blue sky in the daytime, and he gazed at the stars and the moon at night. And he thought, Allah has made a beautiful world. Sometimes Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his friends and family. He travelled to empty spots around Mecca. He sat alone and looked around. He looked at the hills and the valleys. He looked at the trees and the flowers. And he asked himself, how can we know the Lord of the world? What should we do to make him pleased with us? How was the world made? Where do people come from? And where do they go after death? There was a hillside near Mecca in which there was a cave called the Cave of Hira. Every year in the month of Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to this cave. He spent the whole month thinking and praying. Allah made him love solitude, being alone and thinking. In the year 610, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 40 years old. As usual, that year also, he went to the cave of Hira to spend Ramadan. At night, while the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, the angel Jibrail alayhi salam came to him. Jibrail alayhi salam said,
"Iqra, recite."
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "What should I recite?" Jibrail alayhi salam again said,
"Recite."
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam again refused. He did not know what he should recite. So Jibrail alayhi salam said,
"Recite in the name of your Lord who created man from clots of blood. Recite, your Lord is the most bountiful one, who by the pen taught man what he did not know."
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then recited the words. Then Jibrail alaihi salam left him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was again alone. He felt the words he had just recited were written down in his heart. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam began shaking with fear. He started to walk down the mountain. Then he heard a voice again.
Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah, and I am Jibreel.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked up. It was the same man he had seen in the cave. It was not really a man, but the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. This was the first revelation made to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salam taught him the first verses of the Quran. The words entered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart, and he became the messenger of Allah. Wow, what an amazing story. Right, boys and girls, now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? Would you like to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Okay. Right. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was honest and always spoke the truth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved to look at the world, nature, the skies, and think of Allah and everything He made. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 40 years old when the angel Jibreel alayhi salam revealed the first ever verses of the Quran. These verses and words entered into the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Wasn't that a great story, boys and girls? Now, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So, let's say it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Allah.
Thank you, Allah.
To thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? We'll say it together. After three. 1, 2, 3. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Very good. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. You know this is very important. So let's pray together. I'll pray first. You repeat after me. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. MashaAllah. That was very good. Again, you have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. Hey, I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba, over and out. Assalamu alaikum.